get beat by penalty kicks, okay?
I don't see why I can't go.
I told you we have a game tomorrow.
So what? I'm not playing.
You are still a member of this team, and they deserve your support.
Then I'll get Dad to drive me back in time for the game.
No.
Hey, come on, guys. Pass the ball.
Why? I want to spend time with Dad.
Of course you do. It doesn't make you do anything.
God, such a...
Billy, you have a bad attitude. And I want it gone by the time we head for home. I suggest you run it off. Laps. Now.
Dad, where are you? Can you talk to Mom, please? We're fighting. Again. I really want to stay with you for a little while. I know what you're going to say, but can we at least have a family meeting? Call me back. If she's old, she can't go too far. I know what it's like to lose your dog. Where'd you look? Are you okay?
Thank you for the flowers. I know I can be challenging, but your work is appreciated, Jay Gideon.
I appreciate the appreciation. And BTW, you're not challenging. Well, no, you're totally challenging, but you're not challenging at all in a bad way. Sorry.
Hey, is this your family?
Yeah, sort of.
Nice. Thanks again for the flowers.
Hey.
What the hell does BTW mean?
Internet shorthand for by the way. You sent Garcia flowers?
No. You need some?
Missing child in Wilmington, Delaware. 11-year-old Billy Copeland was last seen on the playground at 4:30 yesterday afternoon.
That's 20 hours ago. Child abduction response plan says we get notified immediately. What happened?
Well, there was reason to believe that she was with her father. Her cell phone shows a call to him at around the time of the disappearance.
So they've since ruled him out?
He called the mother about an hour ago.
That doesn't mean he isn't involved.
He's on his way to the family home, so you can talk to him there. But the local police are now considering this a stranger abduction.
20 hours late.
Long-term stranger abductions of children of Billy's age are rare. They represent only half of 1% of all missing cases per year, but they are usually more likely to be fatal. Of the children that are abducted and murdered, 44% die within the first hour. From that point forth, their odds of survival greatly decrease. 75% are gone after 3 hours. Virtually all of them are dead after 24.
Which means we have just under 4 hours to find her.
Should we go?
Poet W.H. Auden wrote, "Evil is always unspectacular and always human and shares our bed and eats at our table."
She's been missing 21 hours.
We're going to go meet with the lead detective at the park where the girl was last seen.
We need to know everything that's being done.
I'll find out what the press is running, see if I know any of them we may need to manage what they put out.
Good. See what the uniforms know from the campuses out.
Yeah.
I need you to be a liaison with the family. liaison.
Child abduction, the parents are likely to break down if we aren't careful.
Put out a citywide alert. We've got multi-agency law enforcement running canvas. Body and evidence grid search is up and running on foot with canine units. Talked to the press twice, gave them a description of the SUV and the suspect, and formed a round-the-clock volunteer man hotline service.
Did you run a background check on these volunteers?
Ongoing, but no red flags yet. I had to make a call on this one, you know. Looked like a family thing.
Any witnesses?
Witnesses, however, talking to a white male, mid-30s, carrying a leash. Right about there.
Just a leash, no dog?
No dog.
Lost dog is a common ruse, especially with children.
A short time later, a green SUV sped out of the parking lot over there. We have an amber alert on it.
According to preliminary reports, mother and daughter had an argument during soccer practice.
Billy wants to spend more time with her father. It's a pretty fresh divorce. I get the impression that our victim is in the middle of it.
Unsub could have been hunting during practice. Crowded park at 4 p.m. is a target-rich environment.
Angry, upset little girl needs someone to talk to.
How would he know she was upset?
Finding vulnerable kids is what these guys are good at.
Russet. Yeah, where? We'll be right there. Uniforms just located another kid who might have talked to the suspect yesterday. It's a couple of blocks from here.
Let's go.
Anything suspicious, we have a hotline set up at the Wilmington Police Department. Billy Copeland is an 11-year-old girl. The last time she was seen, she was in a blue tracksuit and a blue soccer uniform.
They've been running that over and over again for the past 2 hours. The press wants to talk to me. I don't think I can face it.
Why don't you just tell me what happened?
I was focused on practice, and Billy was being a pain, as usual, just giving me attitude. So I told her to run it off. I sent her away.
How long have you been divorced?
It's been final for 6 months, but we haven't lived together for over a year.
You seeing anyone?
Between work and Billy, when would I have the time?
Not one date. Any men coming over to the house?
I had a few casual dates after work, but they never came to the house. Billy still hopes that her father and I will get back together.
How did Billy's dog die, Mrs. Copeland?
Was hit by a car 2 weeks ago. How did you know that?
Shrine in the room. Helps her grieve?
Her father did that for her.
They get along well?
Best of friends. She calls him every night, tells him about her day, asks about his. He's a cancer survivor, so he takes time off from work, pulls her out of school for father-daughter field trips. Because we all need to stop and enjoy life. But he forgets that he has responsibilities, that they both do, which makes me the bad guy. And she blames me for the divorce, blames me for everything. I should have just let her go with her father. I'm sorry.
Fragile.
The last thing she did was fight with her daughter. Can you imagine what that feels like?
Mr. Copeland's here.
Big response.
Yeah.
My friends in the press eat this up.
We have a lot of on-air hours to fill.
Yeah. Look who's here.
Oh,
came all the way down from New York, huh?
Well, missing little girl is always going to be news.
So, did you get all the photos and everything you need?
Look, she's been missing since yesterday. How come you guys just got here?
We'll have a press conference.
When?
Soon.
Come on, JJ. Give me something, huh? For old time's sake.
Okay. You may want to rethink that tie.
I have been calling you all night.
I'm sorry, Marilyn. I turned my phone off.
How could you turn your phone off? What if Billy got sick or... We needed you.
I said I was sorry. What's being done to find my daughter?
We're assessing that right now.
She's been missing since yesterday. What the hell have you people been doing since that?
Where have you been, Mr. Copeland?
Me?
Where were you all day and all night?
I have a cabin in Brandywine Valley.
The police tried you there.
Well, maybe I was out at the time.
Billy tried your cell phone yesterday afternoon.
I shut it off sometimes. I like the solitude.
You didn't fight your wife for custody of your daughter. But you like being her life.
I want her to grow up in her home, with her friends around. This is the only place she's ever lived.
So you love her very much?
Yes.
Why are you wasting the precious time we have left? You weren't at your cabin. You weren't at work or with friends. Police didn't call us until a little while ago because they thought your daughter might have been with you. That you might have taken your daughter. Bill, you can give us a satisfactory accounting of your whereabouts from the time your daughter went missing until... Would you help me understand why a devoted father who talks to his daughter every night suddenly turns his phone off, disappears for almost 24 hours?
I was busy.
It's 1:30. You called your wife at 11:30. Found out Billy was missing.
So?
Well, Brandywine Valley's 15 minutes away. Where were you, Mr. Copeland?
I was at Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York City. Dr. Balin Mayhall is the head of oncology. You can call him if you want.
I will. You had a relapse?
It's in my lymph nodes now. There's nothing more they can... Please find my daughter. Find my daughter.
Call Sloan Kettering.
Good afternoon. I'm Detective Russett. This is Special Agents Hotchner and Morgan from the FBI.
Hi, you guys.
Can I see your gun?
This used to be a good neighborhood. But this is what happens when you let pedophiles and sex freaks live wherever they want.
Ma'am.
I have been searching the sex offender registry. Two of them live close. Not that you can tell exactly where from the map on the internet. Are you talking to them?
Yes, ma'am.
What's a pedophile sex freak?
Okay, hey, kids, listen up. Which one of you is Connie? Hey, sweetheart. Ma'am, do you mind if we ask your daughter just a couple of questions? Why don't we step right over here and the rest of you can go back to playing, all right? Connie, I'm Agent Hotchner. Did you talk to a man yesterday about finding his dog?
Yeah, he said her name was Candy and that she was old. But I told him I couldn't help him because I had to go home and have lunch. And if I'm late, I get grounded.
Yeah, Mom's about that.
And then, when he came back, I was already late for soccer practice.
Connie, he came back?
Yeah, after lunch. He said his dog was still lost.
Do you think you'd recognize him if you saw him again?
I don't know.
Would you like to go down to the police department, have a look at a book with some men's faces, and it might help you recognize him?
Would that be all right?
Okay.
Thanks, Connie. Came back to the same neighborhood twice in one day. That's bold.
He's comfortable in the area.
What do we know?
We talked to a kid who had contact with the unsub.
Came back to the same street more than once.
Tells us he's at ease in the neighborhood and comfortable talking to kids in plain view.
Alerted Billy with a story about a lost dog.
Yeah, she recently lost one of her own.
That indicates previous knowledge of the victim.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that she necessarily knew him personally, only that he's aware.
It's not uncommon for predators like these to know kids that live around his area.
He's from the neighborhood.
Then we go door to door and ask for voluntary searches.
The neighborhood's already crawling with uniforms. They're everywhere.
Look, so far you've followed the child abduction response plan to the letter.
For the past few hours, yes.
So now we need to move past the guidelines.
What?
Change tactics. If we don't, Billy isn't going to make it past the next 24 hours. Watch out, corral these clowns. We're going to need them, all of them.
Billy Copeland has been missing 22 hours. It is vital that we locate her in the first 24.
The unknown subject in this case is most likely a resident of one of the subdivisions around the park. We have canceled the Amber Alert. We need to coordinate with all your officers to pull everyone off the street immediately.
That's crazy.
Just hear me out.
But it goes against CARP procedures. You guys wrote the damn thing. CARP is just a guideline for immediate response to child abduction. Believe it or not, we're already late in the game, and we do know enough about this unsub to know that if he feels like we're closing in on him at all, he will kill Billy to avoid detection. If anything, we need to lessen the pressure on him.
The man fits in, because nobody knows what he is. Do we really know our neighbors? Walks his dog. Does yard work. Solitary activities appeal to him. If you watch closely, you'll see he pays a little too much attention to the neighborhood kids. Largely goes unnoticed because he isn't perceived as a threat.
He's a white male in his late 20s to 30s. He has a menial or temporary job. Socially marginalized and frustrated, he relates better to kids than he does to adults.
This is not his first offense against children, but it is his first abduction.
How do you know that?
Well, first-timers hunt close to home. Experienced predators don't.
And he's had a recent stressor, a job loss or other setback. Unable to maintain a normal relationship, he'll have extensive pornographic materials in his home and on his computer. And while they won't all involve children, some of them definitely will.
Since he used the missing dog ruse and we believe him to be a regular fixture of the neighborhood, it's quite possible that he truly does own, or did at one point own, a dog named Candy. We'd recommend cross-checking the veterinary records with the residents in the neighborhood.
He will not inject himself into this investigation.
Don't these guys like to know what the cops know?
No, not this type of unsub. He's hiding. He doesn't know what anyone saw. He's doesn't know if there's any information about him out there. He's not likely to walk in and ask us, can I help you? But I can guarantee you he will be watching the news. So how we handle them is very important.
Check your canvas records. One of you may have had contact with him in the early stages.
What about registered sex offenders?
We've got somebody working on that right now.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone clear on that?
Yeah.
Good luck. Thank you.
Penelope Garcia's house of how may I save your ass today?
Well, you can give me sex offender registry for Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, that's always a fun group. Morgan? Did you hear that Agent Gideon sent me flowers?
No kidding.
Jealous?
Sex offenders, Garcia.
Huh. Wilmington, Delaware sex offenders. Worst from all level 3 offenders, zip. Nada.
I got a couple of level 2s residing 6 and 12 miles from the abduction site.
One of which was such a long sheet, he should probably still be in prison. But apparently has served his full freight.
And another paroled on 2 counts of sexual assault and rape 1.
Any child victims?
No.
Come on, Garcia, dig. Dig for me.
You got a level 1. Dennis Jones lives
a mile away, solicitation of prostitution.
Nah, Jones doesn't fit the profile. The guy we're looking for probably couldn't perform with adults, pro or not.
Well, give me a list of suspects and I can run a deep background.
No, it'll be way too late by then.
You took all the police off the street.
We believe your daughter was abducted by someone in the area and that she's probably still nearby.
Then shouldn't you be flooding the area with cops, knocking on doors?
It's not that simple.
Yes, it is.
You're taking the meds again.
Look, what exactly are you people doing to help get my daughter back?
You're sick again, aren't you? We want you to meet with the press. Both of you.
A press conference. That's what you have? You just said you're already taking the press that's running off the air.
I know. But this will be different. Trust us, Mr. Copeland.
Okay. Just tell Marilyn what you need us to do.
That was his second remission. I'm sorry. Billy won't even talk to me anymore. How am I going to tell her that her father's sick again?
One thing at a time, Mrs. Copeland. Once we find your daughter, you'll figure it out.
Help you.
Mr. Copeland, I'm Helen Godfrey from a few blocks away. I have printouts on all sex offenders in the area. I think it would be cool if you could just look at any of these. Mr. Copeland? Mr. Copeland? There are sex offenders in the area. I thought he should know.
We have a problem.
Dennis Jones? Are you Dennis Jones? Do I know you? Where's my daughter? What? You tell me where she is, or I'm gonna kill you right here.
Dude, I got no idea what you're talking about.
Where is she?
Where is she? Pervert! Cover!
Get inside.
What is
it? Let it go.
He's got my daughter. I know he does.
Well, that's it. No more uniforms in the neighborhood. Are you sure this is the way to go?
I hope it is.
You're taking a hell of a chance, aren't you?
All we can do is respond to what's in front of us.
What if you're wrong?
You know what program did the most harm to this country in terms of crimes like this? Child abduction?
No.
Stranger danger.
Flooded the schools with it.
I remember them coming to my classroom. It was officer friendly with stranger danger coloring books.
Taught a whole generation about a scary man in a trench coat hiding behind a tree. Then we learned that strangers are only fraction of the offenders out there. Most are people you see every day, your family, your neighbors, school teachers. You know the rest. Prepared our children for 1% of the danger, made them more vulnerable to 99%. So we've been wrong before. All we can do is learn from it, hopefully be better next time.
Unit 539.
9.
9, we have a marked unit calling for your presence at the river off Route 6.
What's this in reference to?
They've located a body, female.
The call is anonymous. Said there was a body in the water.
Brown hair, brown eyes, about 4'10", 4'11".
Yeah.
Should have started the search earlier.
Sure you just did what you thought was right, detective?
Jones isn't interested in pressing charges.
Oh, am I supposed to be grateful? The bastard's a pedophile.
No, he isn't.
Did you check up on him? Did you even search his house?
His sex offense was soliciting a prostitute. It had nothing to do with children.
But he's registered on...
Mr. Copeland, there are a lot of ways to get on that list. That's why accessing that type of information is supposed to be left up to law enforcement.
We understand your frustration and your anger, but you're jeopardizing our efforts to save your daughter's life. Every minute spent chasing you is time we're not spending on Billy. So either get control of yourself and follow our directions, or stay out of our way.
What would you like us to do?
Make a public appeal for information regarding a witness driving a dark green SUV.
Isn't he supposed to be the suspect?
Yes, but when people hear suspect, they can't see the guy next door as a monster. They can't imagine their neighbor could do something like this.
If he's a witness, he might be a hero.
Okay, but what if he thinks it's a trick? What if he panics or thinks it's too risky and then he...
It's not just him that you'll be speaking to. It's his neighbors as well.
We've done everything we can to relieve the pressure on this man. We've taken the cops off the street. You won't have any standing with you on the dais. Only a local minister.
Hearing he isn't a suspect might calm him down as well. Right now, he's under enormous stress. And we need him to believe, even if it's just for a little while, that we're way off the mark, that we're not close to arresting him.
Are you close to arresting him?
We need the public's help.
Okay, come on.
Here they come.
We'll just slip it over. Thank you.
Okay, can I have everyone's attention? Please, if you could take your seats. Again. The Copeland family is here to make an appeal. As you all know, their 11-year-old daughter, Billy, is missing. So if you could just have a little compassion and patience. Mr. Copeland.
Yesterday, at approximately 3 p.m., my daughter, our daughter, Belinda Copeland, Billy, went missing from the recreation center. We are looking for a man, a witness, in a green SUV. There have been some reports that he is a suspect, but that was a mistake. He is not suspected of anything. We would like this man to come forward and tell us what he knows. We need your help. He may not even understand how important what he saw is. So anyone with information about this individual or his green SUV, please call the tip hotline. Thank you.
Mr. Copeland, sir. Mr. Copeland.
We'd like Billy to come home now. It'll be dark soon, thank you.
So the body located by police earlier today is not Billy's?
What?
The female body
was found
in the water.
There will be no more questions, thank you.
What body?
This press conference is over.
What body?
Is this the first time you heard about this?
There will be no more questions. That'll be all for now. Conference is over.
Your daughter. Mr. Copeland. Wait a second. What about Billy?
Is that your idea of compassion?
I only asked a question. You're the ones who didn't tell the parents
a
about the body.
A positive identification hasn't been made. Asking them about that was out of line, Hal.
Is there a body?
Please, just come with me.
You tell me right now, did you find a body?
Mrs. Copeland.
Did you find Billy? Is my daughter dead?
The body was discovered.
It's not Billy. The body that was found was much older. It has been dead a number of days. Looks like maybe a junkie or an overdose.
Are you sure?
Yes, I saw the body myself. It's not your daughter.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Please, just come with me.
What the hell is that? A reporter asked him about the body. He probably heard it on the scanner.
I should have prepared them for that.
We don't have anything to tell him yet.
Billy's running out of time.
So are the parents.
Oh, come on. A little hope, huh? We'll make it.
How's it going? The young sub's in here somewhere. I gotta bet that the police talked to him in their initial canvas.
Maybe not. Our unsub is a solitary individual. He's the type of guy to insert himself into an investigation. I mean, wouldn't it make more sense that he wouldn't have answered the door during the initial canvas?
Neighborhood was crawling with cops, canine units, search and rescues. Make him nervous and jumpy. He'd want to avoid him at all costs.
So then he couldn't allow anyone into his home to ask routine questions, even if the girl was bound or gagged, because it'd be too risky.
It is next to impossible to control breathing, speech patterns, body language when the body's under extreme duress. Maybe if we compare hotline tips with anyone who wasn't at home during the initial canvas.
Or didn't answer the door.
we'll find our own sub.
Let's go to it.
Sergeant.
Yeah. Here's what we need. Everything that comes in here.
You have to be strong now. You have to.
How are we doing? All her life, when my little girl needed help, she came to me. And now when she needs me most, there's nothing.
When he got sick, he said he didn't want to make us watch him die. He wanted the divorce. And I let her believe that it was me because, I don't know, it seemed better than the truth that he was running away from us. So I lied to her.
I think that's an incredible sacrifice.
Except now he's sick. And all I have left is a daughter who hates me.
You can't just sit around here helpless.
Well, when you were first diagnosed with cancer, you could have given up. You didn't.
There was an enemy. Something to fight.
Yeah, but there's a ghost enemy. Sneaks in. Ravages you before you even know it's earned. By the time you do know, you're already losing. You took on that one. Whatever will you summon to fight that battle, find it again. For Billy. Don't give up, sir.
But it didn't matter. I fought, and it came back. The cancer won.
I saw the pictures of you and her in her room. Pictures of you fishing, being there for her when her dog died, building a shrine to her pet. You think that extra time didn't matter?
Are you gonna find her?
And the women I work with are the best in the world. They won't rest until they do. You have my word on that.
Yeah, it was worth a try. That's right. Thank you. Not that.
Agent Morgan?
Yeah.
This kind of thing you're looking for?
Reed. Hey, Mr. Lomax has a neighbor with a green SUV, but he hasn't seen him all day. Says that's unusual. Thought he might have just been out of town, but now he sees some lights on over there.
1106 Springfield. Where's our camera sheets? 1106.
1100 block. 1106. No answer.
Let's go up and talk to Mr. Lomax.
Nice call.
All right, guys. Good luck.
Mr. Lomax? Agent Morgan? Agent Reed? FBI.
Holy smokes, that was fast. Did you call him a tip about your neighbor, Don Curtis?
Lives down the street. I saw the news thing, you know. I was thinking, Don drives a dark green Explorer, and he's at the park all the time. I figured, like they said on the television, maybe he knows something, but he doesn't know that he knows it. Know what I mean?
Where's his Explorer now?
It's usually in the driveway, but I haven't seen it today. Haven't seen Don either. Which is kind of weird. We're always out front talking about the lawns. He never has any crabgrass. I don't know how he does it.
Do you know if he has a dog?
Used to. A big golden retriever. Her name was Candy. I think she died like 6 months ago.
Thank you, Mr. Lomax. Yeah, Hodge. Morgan. You better get over here right now. Third house down on the right. We knocked on the door, but nobody's answering.
This neighbor said he's definitely in.
He's got a green Ford Explorer in the garage.
Break down the door.
No, we don't have probable cause.
He's got a green SUV. He had a dog that died recently. He spends time in the park.
Considering he's not home.
None of which are illegal. No judge is going to sign a warrant based on that information.
You're weighing the life of a child against the price of a door?
I'm weighing the law against the price of a door.
Girl's in the house right now. The longer we stand here and wait, the longer he has to finish her off.
I'll call a judge. We go in there without a warrant. All that evidence will get thrown.
We're aware of the rules of evidence. What do you propose that we do?
We tow his car, we impound it, and we search it. Please don't hurt me.
Gideon.
Please.
Gideon.
Come on.
Let's go. Let's go.
Tear the place apart!
We went through everything. The house, the garage. The girl isn't here.
What?
Just as we expected, he has an extensive collection of deviant photos and cartoon downloads.
They're partitioned all in separate folders.
Mm-hmm.
Access the internet history. Identify any pornographic sites, shut them down.
I'm uploading to Garcia as we speak.
What is it? Is it all porn?
A lot of home movies with a bunch of kids in it. But this one, you need to see it.
Gideon, we searched the entire house, upstairs, downstairs, everywhere. There's no sign of the girl, or that she's even been here. It is possible that he moved her. Polly Klass was found 25 miles from home, Danielle Van Dam, 30, Samantha Runyon, 52. But keep in mind, we were 20 hours late getting involved.
Man doesn't take chances. He wouldn't drive around with the girl in the car. He took her, got her off the street as quickly as possible. Just keep looking.
Come on.
Your tapes, your computer, are full of child pornography.
Do you guys have a warrant? I didn't see a warrant.
You're going to prison. Right now, for how long is up to you. It's in your best interest to help us.
I want a lawyer.
Then we won't be able to talk to you anymore. We won't hear your side of the story, and we won't get Billy Copeland back to her parents. Now you can help us.
Close the door. It's cold.
Curtis lawyered up.
Of course he did.
That's the first smart thing he's done.
We broke into his house, and without Billy, we don't have the exigent circumstances we need to make this stick. We may have to let him go.
I told you we should have waited.
Yes, I know. We made a call, and if there are any recriminations, we will take full responsibility.
He's the man.
Jason, I agree, but we may have been overly hasty.
Hasty? You know as well as I do, unless we actually find Billy in this house, any evidence we find is fruit of the poison tree.
Very worried about.
want to go home.
Let's go see your mom and dad, huh? Oh, I forgot. I took that for luck. Let's bring it back to where it belongs, okay? Let's go see your mommy and daddy. There she goes. Here goes me. Watch your arm. Watch your arm.
Measure not the work until the day's out and the labor done. Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
I got absolutely nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Two pair of aces.
Oh.
Get out of town. Why are you always winning? Nah.
No. Because he cheats.
Poker? It's mathematics. It's statistics.
I know.
He's from Vegas.
House rules. There's that, too.
All right, shuffle.
Yeah. Give me a card.
Hey, Hutch. Yeah. Did you send flowers to that tech room girl, Garcia, and say they work for me?
Yeah.
Why?
Jason, people need to know that they're important, and sometimes you forget that.
Well, I already sent her a gift, an MP3 player. They last longer, unless you drop them or the battery dies, whichever comes first.
So she got two gifts?
Or she thinks I'm sweet on her. Maybe not, huh?
I think the Copelands are going to stay together.
Well, good.
He's dying.
He's having a difficult time.
You know, Billy's kind of used to him not being there, so maybe it would be better if they stayed apart.
No, it wouldn't.
How do you know?